Dodge 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Banned for life, San Diego Padres infielder Tucapita Marcano for betting on baseball. He is believed to be the first active player banned for life since the 1920s. The league says he bet at least $150,000 on baseball games. Opening statements underway now in Hunter Biden's gun paperwork case. He's accused of not checking the box that said he was a drug user when he filled out the form in 2018.
Biden's lawyers have argued that the form he had to fill out is confusing, and so their client did not knowingly lie. In a state as small as Delaware, it wasn't easy to find jurors who didn't have a strong opinion of the president and his family. One prospective juror telling the judge, you can't swing a cat without hearing something about the Bidens.
ABC's Terry Moran, Attorney General Merrick Garland on Capitol Hill right now, forcefully rebuking what he describes as unprecedented attacks on the Justice Department, telling Republicans who've tried to hold him in contempt he will not be intimidated. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Bob Atwell, the University of Wisconsin regent who'd planned to stay on the board, now says he's resigned. Atwell tells WisPolitics his replacement, Tim Nixon, will serve the universities exceptionally well. Governor Evers appointed Nixon last week. Atwell was appointed by then-Governor Scott Walker. Wisconsin Democrats will meet for their state convention in Milwaukee this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says they have a chance to shrink the Republican state Senate majority.
I think we could flip 4 Senate seats in this election. That would take Democrats from 11 seats to 15 seats in 1 year, breaking the Republican supermajority, putting them on track to win a majority in 2026.
Wickler speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is offering a new option for residents to add emergency contact information to their driver's license and identification records. Officials say the goal of the new option is to help law enforcement authorities contact a family member quickly in the event of a car crash or other emergency. The contact information will not physically appear on the card in case it gets lost, and law enforcement authorities will be the only ones that can access that information in an emergency. A former Spooner police officer has been charged with child sexual assault after allegedly engaging in inappropriate behavior with 2 area students. According to court records, 26-year-old Dakota Cody Dorn was placed on administrative leave when officials learned of the accusations in October, and he later resigned from the department in December. One victim accused Dorn of touching her inappropriately at school and during a ride-along. The other victim claims Dorn sent her an explicit photo on Snapchat. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Well, after facing the Cubs and the struggling White Sox last week, the Brewers now playing the team with the best record in the National League. The Phillies winning last night 3-1 over Milwaukee. A highlight was the warm reception received by Rhys Hoskins in his first game back in Philadelphia, where his career started, manager Pat Murphy.
Fans showed that, you know, what this game's really all about. Rhys left an impression on this fan base like he will on ours. People already recognize who the guy is. And recognize how he goes about his business and what a pro he is and what a teammate he is. He stole a base and also hit a homer.
Game 2 is tonight. The Brewers' third baseman, Joey Ortiz, named National League Rookie of the Month. Ortiz with 4 home runs, batting over .307 in the month of May. NFL, Packers continue OTAs in Green Bay. The team reviewing the playbook for this season. Practices in Green Bay running through this week. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Warm and muggy today, with high temperatures spiking to the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms spark up this afternoon, with the potential to be strong to severe, continuing to drench us through the evening hours. High winds and hail are possible too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to buy, purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Chwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Bridge to Terabithia and the Girl Who Wore Freedom producer David Patterson and Wisconsin Film Festival movie buff Ben Reiser. It's Movie Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Luke Mathers, in for the ailing Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff is on the board, ready to take your calls and your texts at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC.
Civic.
Or leave a message on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Really appreciate you being here, Luke Mathers. Unfortunately, Greg not feeling well. He was kind of under the weather yesterday, and I checked in with him late yesterday afternoon just to see how he was feeling. It's like, yeah, I think I should stay home.
Yeah, we have a hard time as, I think, a work culture for as Americans to be like, no, I'm going to power through. And so Greg and I had a scheduled meeting yesterday, and he wasn't feeling so great, and he was trying to power through.
Yeah.
And I was like, bud, this isn't that important. You go home and you rest. And so I wasn't shocked when he messaged me that he still wasn't feeling super great last night. And so I'm hoping that he's got a speedy getting well soon. And he's taking some time, well-deserved sick day.
Yeah.
Well, I guess not well-deserved, but...
Yeah. Well, and what's interesting to me is that was the culture up until the pandemic, was that if you got sick, you were expected... You just went into work. That's just what you did. And then the pandemic changed everything. Where if you have a cough, if you're sneezing, if you're stay home, don't infect everybody else. And now apparently we're back to, I'm going to come in and then I'm going to infect everybody
else. It's a really hard vibe to like shake though. When you're ingrained in you that it's like, oh, well, if I just have the sniffles, I need to keep powering through. Like it's just the sniffles.
Right.
And not to say that's what Greg was trying to do or anything like that. But I myself have. Where I'm like, you're proud that you can get a bunch of stuff done still,
absolutely.
Even though you're not 100%. It's like, no, we have sick days for a reason. Take the time, get better, make sure for yourself and for everybody around you that you're healthiest, and you can then contribute once you're back and you're not sick.
Absolutely. So. Lots and lots of things going on today.
Not
of
a
course.
Slow news day.
No, it is not. I want to remind you, we do have our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. That will happen next hour. We will give you the word you need to text from the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm. So download those apps this hour.
Yep,
if you
do
haven't
it right
already,
now.
You're going to get that code next hour.
It's super easy. Just go to wherever you get your apps, if it's the Google App Store, and download the Civic Media app. And then that gives you the ability to call and text in directly to whatever show and whatever station you're listening to across the network.
You can choose your favorite station and everything. So your favorite station is the first one to pop up, but you can jump from station to station. You can listen to all the excellent programming right there in your pocket on your smartphone devices.
So next hour, we will give you the word that you need to text in. And then you're in the running for some really great stuff. We have hourly. So every hour we play the contest, you can pick up a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Every day, you pick up a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. And then there will be two grand prize winners who get to pick where they want to stay, a staycation getaway, either in Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County. And all entries, this is cool too, whether you win one of the daily or hourly prizes, you're still entered to win one of the grand prizes.
You are.
Yes, you are.
And there's chances to get bonus entries as well. So you want to check out the website. Head over to civicmedia.us. You can get bonus entries for checking your voter registration and a couple other things.
Cool.
So if you want to get more than just next hour and the every hour's the one, text the one code, time. You can get some more entries by heading over to civicmedia.us. There's so many different ways to win with us. So you want to be, it's a statewide contest.
Yep.
But we're already contacting winners from yesterday. And so you want to stay tuned all throughout this week and all throughout next week for the excellent opportunities to win with the Scani Summer Giveaway.
And he didn't know that I did this, but our friend and colleague Todd Albay kind of threw the who's going to win this contest gauntlet at him, trying to see who's going to get the most texts. He won yesterday.
He had a pretty good first day without even knowing he was competing.
That's kind of disturbing. No, I'm kidding. This is just great. It's just great to see the engagement. We love to see people getting excited about this great prize package and your opportunity to pick up this stuff. So be listening again next hour for your chance to text in to win our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Breaking news this morning.
Yeah.
About 15 minutes before we came on the air.
Better late than never.
Matt Smith from WISN. Breaking that Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has finally filed felony forgery charges against Kenneth Chesbrough, Wisconsin native, lead architect of the fake elector scheme in 2020, former Dane County Judge Jim Troupas, who represented the Trump campaign during the 2020 election, and Mike Roman, a former Trump aide who allegedly delivered the slate of false electors to a congressman in Pennsylvania's staffer, saying, yeah, get these to the vice president, would you? That'd be great.
And it's important to remember in that story, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was the intended conduit between that staffer for Pennsylvania congressman to the vice president.
Now, we've talked about this on the show before, Calvin. Who doesn't take an envelope from an unknown person containing unknown contents intended for the vice president of the United States? Who doesn't just accept an envelope from what that you don't know what it is?
It's not a crime if you only do it for a couple of seconds.
It was 5 seconds.
Just a couple of seconds. So it's not a crime then. Doesn't count.
Doesn't count. So yes, AG Josh Call filing felony forgery charges against Kenneth Chesbrough, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman, court records show they are due in court on September 19th.
It's a... What, we got 3 months now? Okay, so we're going to get an update on that in September. I think it's important to note this is just against the three lawyers that were involved in the scheme.
Not the fake electors.
Not the fake. I'd like to say fraudulent. Fake is almost too nice. Because what they're going to be charged with, the felony count, is forgery.
Right.
Because they were fraudulent electors. They were not. They signed papers saying that they were the duly elected electors for the state of Wisconsin, and they weren't. So it's not that they were just fake. They were fraudulent. They were frauds. They committed fraud, and they committed forgery. And that's what the charge that AG Call is filing today in Dane County Circuit Court.
What I also found interesting is, right, again, this happened right before we went on the air as I was searching around for stuff. They have the same thing in Michigan with Michigan fake electors, but those fake electors allege that the lawyers involved in this scheme took their signatures from a sign-in sheet and then moved them to this official document where they were claiming to be the real electors.
Well, so, we're going to find out through discovery and all the things that come with a lawsuit. We're going to get all of the information needs to be investigated, which I'm hoping that Attorney General Josh Call here in the state of Wisconsin has been working when it comes to this case. This happens 3.5-4 years ago almost now. So it's been some time in the running. So that investigation, I'm hoping, as the charges are announced, this goes to court and we see it unfold in the legal system as it should.
Yes.
I'm hoping that we're going to get those details as the public, because we should know whether or not it was that these fraudulent electors were already aware of the scheme, or if it was just the lawyers. But there needs to be accountability, because there is a group of people that tried to overturn the free and fair election that occurred in 2020 that's been litigated, audited, recounted.
Over and over again.
The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, the conservative watchdog in our state is what they like to call themselves.
They're actually just they're the legal arm of the Wisconsin Republican Party, essentially.
So you could make that argument, but they even contend that in 2020 there was not widespread election fraud to sway the election results.
Right.
And so when Will is against you on that, you know that you're pretty extreme. And these individuals, whether it was the three lawyers or a larger group of people, we're going to find out whether or not there's going to be accountability for them. And it's coming in September, it sounds like.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter on the live stream. John Kay says, about time. Hopefully it's not too late for the right to try another scheme come November. I wish these charges would have come a long time ago. Charge Rojo, too.
Well, unfortunately, I think the accountability there for U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, since it was only mere seconds,
exactly,
was going to be at the ballot box. And Wisconsinites, by about a percentage point, decided to return him to the U.S. Senate.
Our friend Joe McClear, also on the live stream, it was just a couple of seconds. That's the same reason Trump couldn't call his tryst with Stormy Daniels an affair. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Thank you, Joe.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. Like you said, it would have been nice if this had happened sooner.
Yeah.
But you would like to think that now all the details have been detailed and they have the evidence to prove these charges.
Wisconsin, I believe, was the only state that had a scheme like this take. And this is where the scheme hatched. They called it the Green Bay Sweep.
Yes.
Like, if you were a fan of this, the Green Bay Packers,
yeah,
they insultingly used football terminology,
yep,
to try to a trick play in football. Like, that's important to know. Like, a sweep like that is a trick play. They were trying to throw a trick play to overturn the 2020 election results. And we were the last state to take action against these fraudulent electors. States of Arizona, Michigan, and others had already taken accountability,
yep,
steps towards holding these folks accountable. And here in Wisconsin, it was kind of, everybody was sitting around waiting, like, Josh Call, what's going on?
Yeah.
And so if it's truly the case that the electors signed a sign-in sheet, and we don't, because the charges aren't coming against the electors, it's coming against the lawyers,
right,
who are responsible for the scheme.
Right.
And so it will be interesting to see if there's some cooperation. If these charges are coming because the electors here in Wisconsin did say, hey, we were duped, we were fooled, we signed into a sheet of paper, and then next thing we know, our names are all attached. We're going to find out. And Andrew Hitt has now started to distance himself. It, again, took way longer than it should have.
A little too long.
You don't get cookies for doing what you should have done right all along.
Right.
But if Andrew Hitt and other fraudulent electors are now coordinating with the Attorney General's office here in Wisconsin, it's going to be interesting to see how these charges stick when they're filed and then they have their day in court coming up in September.
We have a bunch of texts coming in. Ben from Richland Center listening on WRCE. Josh Call finally charged some of these people. It is about time. Not the fake electors, though, Ben. Again, these are the three attorneys, Jim Troupas, Ken Chesbro, and Mike Roman. Carmela from Milwaukee. Jane, finally, I want to see Senator Johnson held accountable, too. Maybe once everyone's role in this comes out, they will find out in September that Johnson had more of a hand in this than just a few seconds. We will have to see. We'll take more of your texts when we return. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, three district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball?
to show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee-Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
And welcome to Metnair on Air. Jane Metnair, Luke Mathers in for Greg Bach, and Calvin is on the board. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. Same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Breaking news this morning. yes, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, Matt Smith broke this, I believe, from WISN. Has filed felony forgery charges against Kenneth Chesbro, Wisconsin native, the lead guy behind the 2020 fake elector scheme, former Dane County Judge Jim Troupas, who represented Trump here during the 2020 election, and Mike Roman, a former Trump aide, who allegedly delivered that list of fake electors to a congressman's aide in Pennsylvania, who was then supposed to pass it on to the vice president, because that's just the normal way of things and how we get things delivered. Naturally. So that's all perfectly fine. a couple of texts I wanted to get to. Jack from Merrimack, WILL, Wisconsin's Institution for Lawless Litigation.
There you go.
I just like to call them the legal arm of the Wisconsin Republican Party, because they've been doing such good work for them for such a long time.
They tend to have a lawsuit against whatever organization, person, entity that conservative interests have here in Wisconsin. So,
and Cam from Nina, listening in Green Bay on WGBW. When will Wisconsin Special Counsel Mike Oxlong present a case for this garbage?
I'm not familiar with.
I am also not familiar with Mike Oxlong.
I'll have to look into it.
But if you would like to join the conversation, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Is this something that they could get jail time for?
I don't know what kind of forgery charges. It is a felony, I'm aware. So felonies, I believe, have a possibility at sentencing if found guilty. Now, that's a long way. These are just the initial charges being filed in Dane County Court.
Right.
So depending on how the trial goes, whether or not it even goes to trial, that will be a whole aspect. There's going to be opportunities for these three lawyers, I'm sure, to settle between now and it getting to trial time,
which is in September.
Right. And so there's going to be, I'm sure, some movement. There's going to be discovery. There's all those legal. I'm not a lawyer. I once took the LSAT, did not go down that road, but there's going to be a lot of different things that go into it, I'm sure. Though the attorney general, if he's bringing these charges, and it's only a single count.
Yes.
It's a single count
felony charge. Yes.
Against all three of these. They're each facing one count. And I would assume that Josh Call wasn't going to wait this long if he did not have a fairly airtight case. That would
you
be
would
my
hope
assumption.
So. Yeah, so you would hope so.
He's essentially been indicating, hey, I don't comment on ongoing investigations. I'm hoping that this is not hey, we're finally getting around to it. Let's start doing the investigation. I'm hoping that the investigation done in the background. There's already a lot of evidence against these folks. We've seen a lot of the evidence in the public eye because it was committed in front of us. Like, we all saw it unfold. We were aware of the fake electors meeting, not right then in December, but it came out early in 2021.
Well, Scott Fitzgerald opened the door for him.
Yeah,
right.
He booked the room.
Yeah, he booked the room for them.
He booked the room. There are email requests of then state senator Scott Fitzgerald, now congressman Scott Fitzgerald, booking the room for these individuals to meet. We have accounts of people that served as these fraudulent electors that said, "Yeah, we met at an undisclosed location, and we had armed security drive us to the Capitol that day." Like, you know,
it's just a day.
When is regular order of business? undisclosed locations and armed guards, making sure that you can get into a booked room that the state senator, outgoing state majority leader, going to Congress, booked for us so that we could do this and you know, adhere to all of the things, because there are statutes that say the electors certify the election results on a specific day. And while the actual electors were meeting, they wanted to have as much of the, oh, no, it's us, not them kind of vibe to this, to try to get it to overturn the election results. Like, they went all out. It was cosplay to its fullest extent. Like, they were pretending to be the duly elected electors when they weren't. And so these lawyers thought that they could work this scheme, and it did not work, thankfully. We did not have, we saw violence on January 6th, which was the ultimate end goal of trying to subvert the election results.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
They were threatening Congress with violence on January 6th. Like, that was their...
Well, the goal was to get them to not be able to finalize the count.
Right. And so this was the first stage of it.
Yeah, that was the first step.
And it went all the way to the violence we saw at the nation's capital on January 6th, 2021. And thankfully, the Congress and the Senate, or the House and the Senate, excuse me, Congress as a whole, certified the election results. And we did not have a disruption in the peaceful transfer. Well, it wasn't super peaceful, but the power was still transferred from the Trump administration to the Biden administration.
But had Nancy Pelosi not managed to call them all back, we don't know where we would be now. We really don't know what kind of mess we would be in. Andrew in Maine on the live stream, since Chesbrough already pled guilty in Georgia, perhaps the DA learned new information via that case or was able to tie actions together enough to have a pretty solid case.
Well,
that's certainly possible. And like you said, too, Andrew, I can't imagine Josh Call bringing these charges if he didn't feel pretty confident about this, because who wants to lose a case?
Well, also,
this prominent.
We don't want politically motivated trials in the United States. Like, if there is cause that somebody committed a crime, and there's pretty good evidence from the scheme that we know of, and I'm sure through the investigation that Josh Call and the Wisconsin Department of Justice and Department of Justices around the departments of justice, around the country have been investigating into this scheme. It seems like there's cause there. And so we're going to go through the criminal proceedings of a trial. It's the charges have been filed, and now we go from there. But it is not something that I think the AG did lightly. And it's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds. Again, I'm not a lawyer, but that's just my take on the case.
855-752-4842 if you want to join the conversation. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Interesting times we live in. Oh, and by the way, speaking of justice, I do want to point out, for all the people screeching about Donald Trump being found guilty of 34 felony counts, Hunter Biden is in court today facing charges.
He is. Because in the we are a nation of men and of laws.
And of laws. Which apply to all of us.
All of us. And so, it's an interesting juxtaposition for folks that are very upset that Donald Trump was convicted by a court in Manhattan.
Of his peers.
Of his peers by 34 charges, 34 counts. But that is politically motivated by Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's so all-powerful that he can convict Donald Trump in a Manhattan court.
Right.
But he's not powerful enough to make sure that his son doesn't face charges.
Yeah, like, his son's charges go away. Makes no sense.
It makes zero sense.
News is on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of Wisconsin's biggest school district is stepping down. That's after the Milwaukee School Board met for 5 hours overnight to discuss Superintendent Keith Posley's job future. The move comes days after state and federal officials raised alarms about the Milwaukee School District's finances. Wisconsin ranks number 11 for overall well-being for older adults. That's according to the United Health Foundation's annual report. But many seniors in Wisconsin don't have enough money to cover the cost of living.
Health, housing, and food taking up far more than they actually make. And so we are very concerned about that trend continuing.
Janet Zander is with the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A public hearing will be held on Tuesday for Enbridge Energy's proposed plan to reroute the Line 5 pipeline across northern Wisconsin. Currently, the pipeline begins in Superior and goes through the Bad River Reservation, ending in Michigan. The Bad River Reservation sued Enbridge years ago to have the pipeline moved off of their land. Enbridge officials say their new proposed route is reasonable and has more environmental advantages, but they will be taking public comments on the project until July 5th. Spirit Mountains Bike Park is officially open after some delays for extra maintenance due to the dry winter and wet spring. According to a Fox 21 report, the bike park attracts tourists from throughout the region because of its bike lift and downhill routes, making it easier for people of all skill levels to enjoy the trails. Spirit Mountain also features a skills park and a pump track. Now that their season is officially underway, bikers will be able to purchase a daily or seasonal pass to enjoy everything the park has to offer. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Anyone want some hot gossip? Yes, please. There is new information about the failed marriage between Golden Bachelor Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist. At first, it was thought the couple split because neither was willing to move. A Hollywood Reporter says it was really that Turner lied about not dating anyone after his wife passed away in 2018. A woman named Carolyn came forward saying Turner asked her to move in with him, but then broke up with her because she gained 10 pounds shortly before a class reunion. So rude. Does anyone else find it hard to believe someone who wants reality show attention could be that shallow? Me neither. Three Body Problem will have at least a 3-season run. Netflix announced that the sci-fi drama will produce 2 more seasons. Netflix confirmed an order for 2 more seasons, totaling 3, which would match the amount of books in the trilogy. The show chronicles humankind's first encounter with aliens and is much easier to understand than its clunky title. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Warm and muggy today, with high temperatures spiking to the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms spark up this afternoon, with the potential to be strong to severe, continuing to drench us through the evening hours. High winds and hail are possible too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, be with us next time. Big show. Our friend Trigvi Olson brings Reed Galen along with him for the Lincoln Project and a surprise guest from MSNBC's Morning Joe. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Luke Mathers in for Greg Bach, who hopefully will be feeling better tomorrow. And Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And you still have about a half an hour to go download the Civic Media app. You're going to need it next hour when we play our statewide text to win Scani Summer Contest.
Yeah.
So go to wherever you get your apps.
If you haven't already.
If you haven't already.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the excuse?
And it's free. And it does. It really is a very useful app. It is. Does all kinds of things. You can listen to every station across the state. And then next hour when we give you the word that you have to listen for, that's where you want to text it. You want to text it to whatever station that you listen to. If you're in Oshkosh or Green Bay or
Hayward. There's a little text icon at the bottom of the screen.
And a little call either, too. But you're going to have to text it. You have to text it via the app in order to be entered in the contest.
But in the meantime, you can share your thoughts with us before the code. Text us through the app or 855-75-CIVIC.
In case you missed it, we started off with Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call bringing one felony charge against three of the former lawyers involved in trying to get the fake electors in Wisconsin and get the results out there. And so they're going to be going to they're scheduled to be back in September 19th.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to keep updated. That is a breaking story. You'll want to stay tuned to Civic Media throughout the day.
Absolutely.
Just keep that app rolling. Keep us on the smart speakers. Just stay tuned. We'll give you updates as they come in.
I'm going to switch gears a little bit. Oh, and just a reminder, because I only have you, Luke, for this one more segment. Yeah. The last segment of this hour, I'm going to talk about Marjorie Taylor Screeching Banshee Green, which is her new name.
No, it was Blonde Build. I forget what the other guy.
There's so many possibilities.
Alliteration, though, always catches in my ear, but then it's a hard time when I can't remember what all the B's were.
Yeah, there's an update from some more of her
Fauci's
completely respectable behavior in a House Oversight Committee was remarkable. Anyway, we're going to start off with another big story from ProPublica.
Yeah, which, are they doing some heavy lifting when it comes to
important,
vital reporting.
Yes.
Must-read reporting. ProPublica, excellent outlet. I cannot recommend them enough. If you're not already keeping an eye on what they're putting out, you should absolutely stay tuned to what ProPublica puts out, because they've been at the forefront of breaking some massive stories over the last several years. That almost begs the question, why is it ProPublica, an independent, little tiny digital, I believe just digital newsroom, breaking these stories when there's outlets like the New York Times
and the Washington Post
that aren't? And so this one, pretty big deal, but just by looking at some of the public disclosures that campaigns have to do, ProPublica putting together the pieces and doing some excellent reporting.
The headline reads, multiple Trump witnesses have received significant financial benefits from his businesses and campaign. Nine witnesses in the criminal cases against the former president and now convicted felon Donald Trump got significant financial benefits, including large raises from the campaign, severance packages, new jobs, grants of shares and cash from Trump's media company. One campaign aide saw his average monthly pay double from $26,000 a month to $53,005 a month.
Wow.
Another employee got a $2 million severance package, barring him from voluntarily cooperating with law enforcement. And one of the campaign's top officials had her daughter hired onto the campaign staff, where she is now the fourth highest paid employee.
What? Oh, geez. Well, the Trump Organization and its campaign are no strangers to Nepo babies. So I guess that one kind of fits.
Yeah, but this kind of looks like they were all given these things before they went to testify.
But after they were served subpoenas. Very important.
Yeah, they got the subpoena first, saying, you have to come testify.
And then all of a sudden,
these wonderful things happened.
Oh, no. They were due for a performance review, and the raise came just because, timing.
They're doing such a good job.
Yeah, such a good job.
Oh. ProPublica reporting significant changes to a staffer's work situation, like a bonus, a raise, promotion, can be evidence of a crime should it come outside the normal course of business. To prove witness tampering, prosecutors have to show that perks or punishments were intended to influence testimony.
So, and this, I think it's important to note out as well that this is not a new pattern for the Trump team. If you recall, Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony in the J6 committee hearings,
yes,
the bipartisan committee with both Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, the now former congresspersons, Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony only came before that trial until after she was being represented by a new lawyer, not one of the Trump organization or Trump campaign's lawyers.
Yep.
So this is a trend that is like, oh, we'll give you representation. We'll cover the legal fees. We'll do all of those things.
Our lawyers will take care of you.
If you cooperate with us. We'll scratch your back if you scratch our back. And that is the vibe that Trump and his entire organization and his campaign has always really given off, is I want your undying loyalty. And I'm going to take care of you if I have that. But as soon as you cross me, then you're dead to me.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it is not that shocking, but I feel like even if it's a difficult thing to prove witness tampering, there's some clear signs in this story written up by ProPublica.
Barbara McQuaid, a former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, says it feels very shady. You think? especially as you detect a pattern, I would worry about it having a corrupt influence. Yeah. But she also says the cases like this are tough to prove if the intent were to actually influence testimony, because smart defendants don't explicitly attach strings to the benefits.
Well, and
you're not gonna have a written agreement saying, I'm going to fudge my testimony if you give me a $2 million raise.
Well, it's going to be interesting because I don't think it was so clear cut that Michael Cohen, there wasn't a note that Michael Cohen said, okay, this $130,000 is coming back to you in this hush money cover up that we're doing, that he was just convicted of 34 counts,
right,
in the Manhattan District.
Unanimously.
So, but there's still ways to prove these things. And there have been lawyers working on these. So it's going to be interesting to see how and yes, this case is getting gummed up in the works because a federal judge appointed to her role by former President Donald Trump, Eileen Cannon, has essentially said, well, it's a really complicated case with security clearances and national security references. So we're just going to kind of drag this out.
Slow walk it.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. But I think it's important to note there are lawyers that are proving these, they're finding these patterns and they're proving them in court. And so if ProPublica is finding them, I'm under the assumption that the investigators that are looking into this case are also aware of these patterns and these trends.
Campaign spokesperson Stephen Chung saying in a statement, the 2024 Trump campaign is the most well-run and professional operation in political history. Any false assertion that we're engaging in any type of behavior that may be regarded as tampering is absurd and completely false. We know you wouldn't actually pay someone to take out a loan and then pay off someone else and then hide that loan and get reimbursed. And you guys would never do anything
like that. Former campaign manager Paul Manafort and campaign advisor Roger Stone, both convicted of federal witness tampering, as this story alludes later on, in 2018 and 2019, respectively.
And then
Trump campaign members have already been convicted. So it's not even just the money laundering thing with the Michael Cohen. It's his campaign leadership from previous campaigns has been convicted of witness tampering. Like this specific thing that this story is talking about.
When you look at the number of felons in the former president's orbit, it's astonishing.
No. It is Democrats' fault, Jane. Republicans went and committed all these crimes. It is
the Democrats' fault.
They made them do it.
They made them crime.
They made them do all these crimes. It's their fault that the Republicans are now being, and former President Donald Trump, these Republican officials and campaign workers, it's their fault. It's the Democrats' fault that they're being held accountable.
Trump's attorney, David Warrington, has now sent ProPublica a cease and desist letter demanding they not publish the article, warning that if ProPublica and its reporters quote, continue their reckless campaign of defamation. President Trump will evaluate all legal remedies, unquote.
Yeah. They're building a... Why can't I think of the... Harlan Crow. They're building a very large enemy list over there at ProPublica, because when they were doing the reporting on the Supreme Court and those lavish gifts that Clarence Thomas and, and Justice Alito and Justice Thomas were receiving, Harlan Crow essentially told ProPublica to go pound sand too. So they're not making any friends, I guess. But that's the important thing of independent journalism that's like this, because they're going and they're reporting on the things that we, the American public, should know about. And I think it's a you can read a lot about somebody by their enemies list, and having Harlan Crow and then these campaign officials that are questionable campaign actions. Yep. It's a good list to have, in my opinion.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, if you want to join the conversation. David from San Francisco is on the line. Good morning, David. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, yeah. Hi. I had another call just coming in as you were as you came up to me. You know, I'm glad you were talking about Roger Stone and Paul Manafort. I don't know if you've ever studied, you know, Roy Cohn was the guy that pretty well trained Trump.
Yes.
And when Roy Cohn died in, I think, 1986, and he spawned a whole bunch of creeps, and Roger Stone and Paul Manafort were among that group. But there was this great book that was written about Roy Cohn and the Joe McCarthy hearings of the 1950s. It's called Days of Shame. And when you hear about these techniques of doxing people, of
swatting
with their financing.
Yep.
Yeah, and then the other angle that they did, and they're doing to this day, is to create fake investigations. And so, you know, Hillary's emails, you know, going after Fauci, going after the Attorney General, going after any number of different people with fake investigations. This book, the book opens up talking about Joe McCarthy and how he was endorsed by the Communist Party of Wisconsin in, I think when Joe McCarthy ran for Congress, it might have been 1946, and then he became a senator eventually. But so he was endorsed by the Communist Party, and that's brought out in the first chapter.
David, we're running up out of time here, but thank you so very, very much for joining us. That's really important that people understand that Joe McCarthy trained Roger Stone.
Yeah, the lack of accountability from decades ago.
Yes, comes from that.
Those things come back.
Yeah. And another thing to consider, in case you're not aware of this, and maybe I know too much about this person, but Roger Stone has an enormous tattoo of Richard Nixon on his back.
Well, yeah, and Roger Ailes founded Fox News on the whole premise that he never wanted a president of the Republican nature to have to resign again, like Richard Nixon did after the Watergate scandal.
And to put John's clarified a little bit, Steve Bannon also, who is going to be very involved in the next Trump campaign, mm-hmm. if he doesn't go to jail, because he might actually go to jail this Thursday. But Steve Bannon has said it's all about flooding the zone with crap.
Yeah.
That's not exactly how he put it. But yes, yeah.
It's the way we have to put it.
It keeps so much coming that people cannot even discern what's real and what's not real. And we're here to help clarify that.
We're doing our best.
Luke Mathers, it's been so wonderful having you here.
Always a pleasure, Jane.
Appreciate it. Be safe on your way back to Madtown.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Marjorie Taylor, Screeching Banshee Green. We'll have an update. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Everything was guaranteed. Somebody somewhere must have lied to me. One of these days I'm gonna pay it back. One of these days. One of these days I'm gonna pay it back. One of these days. One of these days I'm gonna pay it back. Pay it back. One of these days.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Rock Fest, Summer Fest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Calvin coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the conversation at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Going to change things up next hour. Of course, next hour, your chance to take part in our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. We will give you a word to text in via the Civic Media app, and then you have the entire hour to enter, and you could pick up some really great prizes, including a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club-level seats, two grand prize winners we're going to have at the end of all of it with a staycation either in Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County. And all entries, whether you win one of the daily prizes or hourly prizes, everybody is going to be entered into the grand prize. So you got lots of chances. We're going to do this through all of next week. So make sure you download the Civic Media app. Do that right now. And you can text to win. Statewide summer contest. Next hour, we'll be joined by Sean Connolly from the Birkebeiner. And we're going to talk a little bit about, they had a much different Birkebeiner this year because of the weather.
Yeah, I remember when we interviewed him about the cross-country race. So it'll be exciting to hear how they adapt the course and that kind of thing to bicycles.
That was tough, man. That was tough. But they also have, they're very involved in bicycling and other things as well. So we talked about Wisconsin Bike Week yesterday. So that is going on. So we'll talk to Sean Connolly next hour about what's happening bicycle-wise at the Birkebeiner. And then Civic Media's own Terry Barr is going to join us at 11:33. Terry has a long, long history in broadcasting. She's won many, many awards. She's extraordinarily accomplished. And no one can actually come up with a title for her because she does pretty much everything, except I think the only thing she doesn't do is she's not an engineer.
She might be able to do that, too. She's great.
Give her some gum and a paperclip, and you got a radio station. I did want to do this very briefly, and I'm not going to include any sound clips from her just because I don't want to force that on you. As John from San Francisco or Dave from San Francisco mentioned right before the break, they're all about distractions and all of these extra hearings, trying to distract people from what's really going on. And it's about diverting focus. So they held another hearing yesterday, a House committee with Dr. Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who, of course, headed up the COVID response. He's been in public health for like four decades, has dedicated his life to coming up with treatments for people. And It was embarrassing, and it was painful to watch the behavior of some of our elected representatives. And I'm speaking specifically about, no one's more reliable than she is, Marjorie Taylor Greene. In the Daily Beast, the author says it turned into a freak show because of MTG. She actually refused to call Dr. Fauci a doctor. She said, "During my time, you're not a doctor. I think you're a criminal and you should be in jail. You should be in prison for crimes against humanity." We lost over a million Americans. We lost over 1.1 million Americans in the COVID pandemic. That vaccine saved millions and millions and millions of lives, not just here in the U.S., but around the country, around the world. And for him to be subjected to something like this is just, it was agonizing. It was just agonizing. She's bringing up things. She's accusing him of doing experiments on dogs. It's like they just whip out all this wacko stuff and again, throw it against the wall and hope something's going to stick somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing when we have stand-up comedians and quarterbacks talking like this.
Thank you.
It's completely different when we have representatives on the floor of Congress speaking this way.
I mean, and even the chairman at one point reprimanded her, and then I think they had to remove her words from the transcript because it's just, it's so disrespectful. And sad. I just find it really sad, especially when Dr. Fauci was asked about the number of death threats that he has received because of the COVID pandemic. And he testified to this yesterday. Calvin, let's play that clip from Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, can you please share with us the nature of the threats you have received since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes, there have been everything from harassments by emails, texts, letters of myself, my wife, my three daughters. There have been credible death threats leading to the arrests of two individuals, and credible death threats mean someone who clearly was on their way to kill me. And it's required my having protective services essentially all the time. It is very troublesome to me. It is much more troublesome because they've involved my wife and my three daughters.
And I want to say, at that moment, he was getting emotional. The whole rest of the time, he was so calm and so collected. But talking about his wife and his daughters being subjected to these death threats, that's horrible, people. Can't we all agree that we shouldn't be doing this? We shouldn't be threatening public health officials. We shouldn't be threatening judges. We shouldn't be threatening jurors. We're better than this. We can be better than this. I know we can. I know we are. Except for maybe Marjorie Taylor Screeching Banshee Green. It's always one. Representative Robert Garcia from California lost both his parents to COVID. He praised Dr. Fauci for his policy, saying it is completely unacceptable to deny a respected member of the medical community his proper title, only for Green to sneer that Dr. Fauci is not respected. Oh, okay, MTG. All right. We'll lighten things up next hour. News is coming up next. And then your chance to text in to win statewide Sconny Summer Contest coming up after the 11 o'clock news. Keep it right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a friend joining us. He is Joe Zepecki, Democratic strategist, friend of ours. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.